Let us begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for your presence and love this day. Grant us attentive hearts and ears as we listen to your word this morning. Deepen our love for you and others. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. One Sunday morning many years ago, I was on my way to the church. As I alighted from the bus, I saw a shabby-looking middle-aged man seated at the bus stop. As I walked past him, he signaled to me and called out to me. I turned around and responded to him. It turned out that he needed help to buy some drinks and food. He took out a few $10 notes from his pocket and asked me to buy a bottle of mineral water and a packet of fried bihun with a piece of fish cake and some vegetable. He was very precise in what he wanted. But if this was not available, I was to get for him dried bihun. As I stood there, I noticed that his left foot was covered with some medical support band. I realized that he has difficulty walking. Well, I was on my way to the church for service, and it was also my working day on Sunday. I'm reporting for duty. So I thought to myself, should I risk being late for service and work? Would I want to be associated with a person that I might not feel comfortable with? Should I spend time buying food and drinks for this man? If you were me, what would you do? Today is PSPC Love in Action Sunday. We thank God for the various partnerships in social concern. Social concern looks at the problems and concerns in society and our relationship to them. Today we shall look at how we may practice acts of service in social concern, as well as to share the love of God as we continue Christ's mission in the world. Today's Bible text is Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. This is a very familiar passage for us. It is the story of the Good Samaritan who had compassion on the injured Jew. Here is some background to the story. The scribes are interpreter and teacher of the law, and the lawyer in this passage is an expert in Jewish tradition. He was the one who invoked the story as he came to Jesus and asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" In those days, the people were living under the law, so Jesus asked him what the law required of him. And he quoted the great commandment, "To love God fully and to love others as yourself." And Jesus told him, "Go and do all this, and you will live." But in order to justify himself that he might not be able to fulfill these commandments, he asked for the definition of the word neighbor. Jesus replied by telling him the story of the Good Samaritan. Jesus highlighted a Samaritan because to the lawyer, a Samaritan is a non-neighbor to him. So Jesus narrated in verse 30, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead." The route from Jerusalem to Jericho is about 17 miles long. It is a very dangerous route where the robbers hid in the caves. The man who was robbed was a Jew. In this story, the priest and Levite were expected to be good people. They were expected to help, but they didn't. The priest, followed by the Levite, walked past the man. Surprisingly, a Samaritan came and offered help. Verse 33, but a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. In their culture, a Samaritan is considered a half-breed and despised. A Samaritan would be the last person from whom one would expect help. But he did. We shall take a close look at the actions of the Samaritan. This will help us to share the love of God through acts of service as well as in social concern. The merciful response of the Good Samaritan illustrates five principles that we can incorporate into our lives. Principle one, be willing. The Samaritan was willing to come to where he was and help him. Many Christians today may quote scriptures and talk about the love of God. Unless we are willing to be involved in the life of others, it might be difficult for us to bring across the love of God. The Samaritan could have said to himself, I'm on a journey, I have a destination to reach. But the Samaritan took a pause, went to the man and helped him. As the scripture said, he had compassion and he acted upon it. Principle two, be willing. Principle two, be without prejudice. The Samaritan was without prejudice in helping a Jew. The Jew was a person of a different religion as the Samaritan. And the hatred between the Samaritan and the Jew had gone on for hundreds of years. In fact, the Samaritan were looked down upon by the Jew. Yet this Samaritan was able to rise above all these differences and help a fellow human being. The Samaritan obviously saw this Jew as his neighbor, and he loved him as himself. To us, who might be our neighbor? He might be someone who is unfamiliar. He speaks a different language or dialect. He lives a lifestyle different from us. He may have a disability or a disease or an unglamorous background. He makes you fearful and he makes you feel uncomfortable. How may you rise above all these differences and reach out to others? In June last year, the Salt and Light published an article, Refugees Are People, Not Aliens. A 7-year-old boy followed his parents to serve the poor in Greece. Limna and Christy brought their son as well as their 5-year-old daughter to Greece. God was calling them not to enjoy a picturesque holiday in Greece, but to serve the refugees and the poor. Limna and Christy had been serving the refugee in the Middle East for 6 years before their children was born. They have developed a compassion for the downtrodden and the marginalized. The Lims do their best to involve their children in their work. They ask their children to give out food packets. The Lims were willing to be involved in the lives of the people they do not know, people of different cultural background, religion, or economical status. To the Lims, the refugees, the homeless, and the poor are people, not aliens. They were willing to invest their time and finance and travel all the way to Greece to be involved in the lives of the people there. In verses 34 and 35, Jesus uses a series of verbs to describe the actions of the Samaritan. He went to him, bound up his wound, pouring on oil and wine. He set him on his own animal. He brought him to an inn, and he took care of him. He also paid the innkeeper, and he was willing to pay more for further care. The Samaritan was compassionate and provided all the help the man needed. Principle 3. Be compassionate. The Samaritan was compassionate towards the person in need. Compassion is the feeling of showing sympathy and concern for others. The Samaritan took pity on the Jew. He bandaged his wound and poured oil and wine. The Samaritan himself had suffered much rejection in the society, but his personal experiences did not deter him, but moved him to act with compassion. As believer of God, we have personally experienced the love and compassion of God. How may we respond to those in need with the same love from God? Principle 4. Be comfortable being uncomfortable. The Samaritan was comfortable being uncomfortable in the acts of service. The Samaritan was on a journey. He was willing to give up his comfort and meet the needs of the man. He put the man on his own donkey. Jesus also gave up his comfort in heaven. He set aside his majesty and came to us to bring salvation to us. We are to imitate Jesus to put aside worldly comforts or step out of our comfort zone to help people who are in need. Principle 5, be generous. The Samaritan was generous in providing care for the Jew. He gave 2 denarii to the innkeeper, but was willing to come back and repay more for further care. The Samaritan didn't know how long the man would take to recover. But from the text, we know that the man was left half dead. It would take a long time for him to recover. The Samaritan was more concerned for his well-being than the amount that he was going to pay. The Samaritan provided both practical support as well as financial support to the injured Jews. The parable ended with Jesus asking the lawyer, which of these 3 proved to be a neighbor to the injured man? The lawyer refused to acknowledge that the Samaritan is his neighbor. So he replied, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus told him in this parable, you go and do likewise. The lawyer wanted to know he can be a neighbor to a selected few. But Jesus told him, let you be the neighbor. Let the neighbor be you. Jesus called us to be a responsive neighbor to those in need. This is a basic element of discipleship, to love God and your neighbor. The Good Samaritan teaches us how to show acts of service to those in need. The Samaritan was willing to come to where he was and help him. He was without prejudice in helping a Jew. He was compassionate towards the person in need. He was comfortable being uncomfortable in the acts of service. The Samaritan was generous in providing care for the Jew. These 5 principles serve as a good guide for us when we reach out to others in social concern, as well as with the love of God. How does it look like for you to practice acts of service? Next slide. The needs of people come to you through many ways, by means of social media, television, or your interaction with people. I would like to suggest that we begin with people close to us, in your home, in your office, in your study place. In what ways can you show compassion to the people around you? What comforts are you willing to sacrifice to serve them? The person in need may be within your circle of acquaintances, in the church, in your fellowship group, or it could be in the fellowship hall after the service where you meet someone. William Booth was born in Nottingham in a family of 5 children. His parents were relatively rich by the standard of that time, but during his childhood, his family descended into poverty. At 13, he went to work. And when he was 15, he came to faith at a Methodist chapel. At his conversion, Booth promised God everything that was of him. He wrote in his diary, "God shall have all there is of William Booth." Shortly after his conversion, he attended an open-air evangelism meeting where there were lively music, powerful message, and altar call. And he sensed that that was a call for him. And so he started evangelism and he reached out to the poor. Booth became a preacher, and along with his wife founded the Salvation Army, and he became the first general. Booth was compassionate and willing to minister to the poor, ex-prisoners, and homeless. He passed on at the age of 83. Booth dedicated his life to the Lord, just as it was written in his diary, "God shall have all that is of William Booth." Today is Love in Action Sunday. How may you love God and love those in need? We have 3 ministries under Love in Action: Haven Ministry, New Life Ministry, and Sarah Active Aging Center Ministry. Haven Ministry reaches out to the rough sleepers in Bugis, Waterloo, and Lavender area. Their night mission walks on every 4th Friday of the month. Brothers and sisters in Christ will distribute drinks and food to them. If they are asleep, they will just put the food near them. If they are awake, there may be opportunities for a chat, for a prayer, or an invitation for them to come over to our church for a packet dinner in the evening. How may you be comfortable being uncomfortable as you reach out to the rough sleepers? New Life Ministry is in partnership with the Prison Fellowship Singapore. Some of our brothers and sisters in Christ will avail their time to meet up with the friends of New Life Ministry to have lunch, a drink, or an outing. This opens up opportunities for us to listen to their story, share our story, as well as the story of God. How may you be willing and be without prejudice to serve the friends in New Life Ministry? The Sarah Active Aging Center Ministry serves the elderly in Bukit Merah area. There are teams that go to SAAC on every Tuesday to cook for the seniors. Visit teams that interact with them, as well as special events like Christmas, where we bring the good news of Jesus to them. How can you be generous with your time, talent, or resources in reaching out to the lonely elderly? There are various areas we can practice acts of service in the community, but most importantly, we must be willing, be without prejudice, be compassionate, be comfortable being uncomfortable, and be generous. You may ask God which of these areas you need to develop. Pray and let God develop these characteristics in you. Incidentally, on that Sunday morning, my mind was still fresh from the message, Fellowship in Helping, which I attended the day before. I had asked God to enable me to be of help to someone. So that's why when the man signaled to me, I responded. I made two rounds in the hawker center, and a stallholder told me that none of the stall here sell fried bee hoon. So I had to resort to the alternative of dried bee hoon. I was frantic because time was running out. And also, if the man would still be around. As I was sourcing for the food, I sensed an awe serving Jesus through this man. The Bible in Hebrew tells us, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. I came back with the food and drinks and noticed that the man was seated at the same spot. Again, he took out a $10 note and a point to the church and said, I'm a believer of God from the church. This food is a blessing from the Lord. And he accepted it. He told me he was visiting a friend nearby. I bade him farewell and told him that Jesus loved him and invited him to the church. My heart was filled with gratitude as I entered the sanctuary for service. What would you do if you encounter a stranger in need today? This person may be someone you prayed for. This person may be someone that the divine God ordained. What is God's invitation for you today? The Good Samaritan showed compassion on the wounded man. Will you go and do likewise? Will you go and do likewise? Amen. Thank you.